743 at WBFO. It is time for our weekly talk about politics with Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Bob, interesting column yesterday, as always, of course. You had a conversation with Corey Lewandowski, the former campaign manager for President Donald Trump. What brought him to Western New York?
He was here for last Tuesday night's Amherst Republican dinner, Jay, and they had David Bellavia also speaking there. And it's always kind of a magnet for some pretty big names around the state and around the country. And Brian Rusk, who runs that, was able to bring in a big name in the Republican Party in Corey Lewandowski.
Yeah, most certainly that is the case. Now, at the same time, he was let go by President Trump before he even became president. It was during the campaign in 2016. What's the connection now?
Well, yeah, he was, but you know, it's kind of what I noted in the column yesterday with a lot of people. When you're out, you're still in. And that's the case with Corey Lewandowski and the president, that he is a frequent informal advisor. And when I talked to him on Tuesday, he had spoken with the president on Sunday night. And his advice and counsel is often sought by the man in the Oval Office. It's just the way it is. There's a certain amount of loyalty, I think, that he shows even to the people he fires sometimes.
I'm wondering, though, from Mr. Lewandowski's standpoint, though, if he believes that you know, the Trump possibilities for reelection are being diminished by the impeachment inquiry.
Well, I don't think he's happy about it. I don't think anybody is happy about it. We're seeing more and more indications that the White House is beginning to hunker down on this. And because it's not going to be a good experience. But nevertheless, he shows no fears about it because he thinks that it's going to energize this base that seems to be all important to the Trump campaign, and it is somebody that is that base that seems to be to which so many of their programs and their rhetoric is aimed. Keep that base solid was what it always seems to be. So that, I don't think they seem to think is going to be a problem. And on the other hand, they believe that they can make the case that this is that quote-unquote witch hunt and that this is not necessary and it's a political situation. Corey Lewandowski was, I think, very emphatic in saying to me that, hey, this is not a criminal case that has to be proven. It is basically political in nature, and it could be that the Trump campaign will try to parlay that message.
All right, then final question, Bob, and here we are, what, a year and a week away still from the 2020
right.
election, right? But at the same time, you are always hearing, of course, from people about politics. You're hearing from the politicians. You're hearing from everybody in a variety of ways. What about that Trump support? Is it still there? Will it still be there a year from now?
Well, again, it's that base, Jay, you know, and I'm always kind of amazed that there's never much of an effort to expand beyond that 38% to 40% or whatever the latest polls show of people who are solidly behind Donald Trump. And so that will be holding strong, I think. But you bring up a good question. And what about those suburban women who went with him last time, just seeing him as the better alternative or the least of two evils or whatever? That's again, what's going to be sought here. And Corey Lewandowski talking kind of amazing to me that there's going to be an effort to attract African-American voters, which I found fascinating also. And so it comes down to two things, I think, and that's expanding that solid base that's already there, and you have to question about whether or not there's been real efforts made there. And the other thing is, who is the Democratic candidate? If it's somebody from way out in left field, then that's an advantage for the president as he goes on. If it's a moderate type of person who may be able to get back some of those swing voters, that's going to make it even more interesting.
Oh, Bob McCarthy, interesting is definitely the word, that's for sure. As always, thanks very much for your time.
You betcha, Jay. Thank you.
Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy with us every Monday through Election Day on WBFO.